as we travel, protected by shards of glass, driving through the history of a million memories, in a sea of 100 dead and loving souls, in a sea of 100 dead and loving souls, in a sea of 100. Climbing a thousand unclimbed trees. I don't know, I want to know how it would feel to be on top of one of devoured by a hungry son, who is my father, and we are alive. We look alike, we talk alike, we are alive, we are alive. We are alive, we look alike, we talk alike. That's why I'm hungry, like the bellowing sky. This is no lie, as sure as light entering I want to stay high. That why I take a look around me now as I speak. And I imagine a interested crowd talking aloud. And I think of what I want most, and the crowd disappears. And a fixated gaze envelops my wandering mind. And then she recruits and takes me to this place. I've been there before, and that's where I saw her face, in a sea of 100 dead and loving souls, in a sea of 100 dead and loving souls, in a sea of 100 dead and loving souls. Climbing a thousand unclimbed trees. I don't know, I want to know how it would feel to be on top of one of these.
Good chill song, dude. I love it. Dude, I love Chicano Batman.
That shit was chill.
For like half their songs, I don't know what they're saying because they speak Spanish. Because
they're Chicanos.
Because they're Batmans.
They're Batman. They're Batman.
You're fucking soy Batman.
They're like, I guess it's Crow instead, but.
Like soy Batman.
You're soy Batman.
You're soy Batman.
You're lactose free Batman?
Yeah, dude. No, soy Batman. Soy free.
Soy free Batman.
Soy boy Batman.
Soy boy Batman.
Soy boy Batman. Turn Japanese real quick, dude. Batman. Soy boy Batman.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. But that's what Ra's al Ghul called him because he's soft. He's like little soy boy Batman.
Oh, I heard you're a soy boy Batman. No, yeah. I was saying that I was the boy Batman. I know.
A little soy boy Batman.
A little soy boy Batman.
Little soy boy Batman. Yes. It's like, no, dude, I just think, you know, you treat everybody with respect. Oh, little soy boy Batman.
Oh, little Batman feel like silk.
Like silk?
Yeah, you know, silk.
I don't get that.
Soy milk?
Silk. Almond milk, banana, another.
What?
Dude, pepper trees.
Pepper trees.
Pepper farm, remember? Soya boya Batman.
Soya boya Pepper Ridge Farm.
Yeah, we found the Vika with our cookies.
The cookies and the Keeblers. No, that's
Pepper
not Keeblers.
Pepper Farm remembers.
That's not Keebler elves are not Pepper Ridge. That's.
Is it Keebler? No, the Pepper Farm is their own, like Pepper Ridge. They're Pepper Farm.
The Keebler elves are good too, though, bro.
Are they good?
I don't know.
I don't care for the Keebler elves, dude. I much prefer the Ahoy's, them sailor cookies.
Honestly, I haven't had mint cookies in a long time.
You haven't, dude?
No, I don't eat cookies.
I've been getting them like Nestle Toll House, like fucking like pre made cookie doughs that all I gotta do is throw them in the oven for like 10 minutes. Dude, I've been eating hella cookies. I'm gonna get the beatus.
Yeah, I just don't eat cookies.
Why?
I don't know,
cookies,
dude.
Cookies are fucking good.
Are they?
Dude, the oatmeal raisin cookie with some walnuts?
Bro, that was the worst
Go
cookie.
Fuck yourself.
Dude, out of all the cookies you could have said, you said
oatmeal
the
raisin
worst.
With walnut is like one of the best cookies in the world.
Bro, you
what
said
kind
the
of. Fuck, no. Fuck you, dude. Fuck you, oatmeal. oatmeal raisin.
That is the worst
oatmeal
cookie.
Raisin with some walnut, dude. Oatmeal raisin chocolate chip with
Where
some walnuts, dude. With a little bit of cherries in that, bitch.
What's wrong with you? Are you
Fuck
an old
you,
man, dude?
Yes.
What's next?
Yes, dude.
With some black tea?
My poops is regular because I eat the oatmeal raisin.
Or with some decaffeinated black tea or whatever because you
decaffeinated
can't have,
black tea.
Because you can't have caffeine or whatever because it's too tough on you.
Nah, dude. I live on caffeine.
Fucking this, dude. Oatmeal cookies. You said cookies are delicious. Oatmeal? What?
Dude, oatmeal raisin with some walnuts? Dude, a nice fresh oatmeal raisin cookie with some walnuts. God, you
a
are
kid,
a fucking child.
Yeah.
You are
I
a fucking
am,
child. I
am.
Want a chocolate chip cookie.
No, I want anything other than a chocolate chip cookie.
What fucking got cookie? Because all I hear is you talking shit on cookies right now. You're saying cookies are good. You ain't even naming no cookies.
I don't know, but a nice
yeah,
cookie.
Yeah, see, you can't even name a cookie, dude. They got snickerdoodles. They got pupperdoodles. They got fucking s'more cookies. They got fucking.
What the fuck's a pupperdoodle, dude?
It's a pupperdoodle is a snickerdoodle that dogs can eat.
That's dumb.
No, it's
so
not. My dog loves pupperdoodles.
I would like the Doubletree cookies. They had like one.
Doubletree? Why are you naming fucking cookies that are you buying a package, dog?
No, they give it to you when you check in at the hotel.
The Doubletree.
Yeah, and it has like chocolate and walnuts and peanuts and like.
Bro, a white
and
chocolate
so
macadamia
good.
Nut cookie?
Yeah, I love that. That's my favorite.
That's
that is
fucking,
my
that's
favorite,
favorite
cookie.
That's your favorite?
White chocolate
that's
macadamia?
A fucking bitch ass cookie,
that's
dude.
That's a good cookie.
That's a bitch ass cookie. That's a pretentious
cookie.
Ass cookie, dude.
That's pretentious.
Yeah, dude, I would like a white chocolate macadamia.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
fuck it,
white chocolate macadamia.
I like a,
no,
I like
an oatmeal raisin walnut cookie is the cookie of the people.
It softened my system so I can eat the oatmeal raisin cookie.
Arguably, the oatmeal raisin is harder to digest than a regular cookie.
No, dude, that shit has enough fiber to help you shit. That's why.
Yeah, dude,
eat
why
it.
Are you having soft shits? Because you eat so many fucking little I forgot cookies.
You fucking eat sugar cookies that have no fiber in them.
You fiberless cookie bitch.
That's why your shit hurts.
No, my shit is healthy and regular because I eat oatmeal raisin walnut cookies.
One of the bits I was thinking of, speaking of shits, dude. One of the things
speaking
I was
speaking of shits, welcome back to the Water Collective, everybody.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Fino. Damn, I forgot we did not do the intro again. We're just getting
no, we got
into
an
it.
Argument about cookies.
Fucking bookies. Anyways,
no,
dude.
You're
so,
still wrong
so,
about this.
So, no, dude.
Yes,
no.
Dude. Oatmeal raisin is one of the best cookies in the world. It is a versatile ass cookie. Yeah, dude. It's versatile as fuck. You put it in oatmeal. You can eat it with raisins. You can put it in ice cream.
You can do that with any cookie, dude.
Yeah, but it's better.
I don't know what the fuck to tell you, dude. You can literally do that with any cookie.
You got wrong opinions about cookies.
This motherfucker said you can do this, you can do that. Like, that's the only cookie that allows you to do it and shit.
Yeah,
every
dude.
Other cookie you try to do it goes,
yeah,
pepper.
Dude, every other cookie got rules,
pepper.
Dude. Can't do that with no Pepperidge Farm.
You hear the noise. Pepper.
Can't do that with no Keebler.
Can't do that shit, dude.
Got that fucking little M&M cookies in there. Like, no.
Pepper.
No, pepper. It's like trying to put it into like a fucked up dollar in a vending machine.
Pepper.
Yeah. Spit it right back at you. Can't put that cookie in here.
So,
only oatmeal raisin.
So one of the bits I was thinking of coming up with is like, when I was a kid, I used to like make fun of people because there was an experience when I was at elementary school and I went in to use the bathroom. And there was, like, a dude in there, like, taking a shit. And I think it was, like, a parent or something. But, like, this dude was in there. And, like, I think he thought that, like, there was no one in there. Because he was just in there just like.
Was he jerking it?
Like.
Oh, no. He was having a shit.
And all you hear is, like, whoop.
Ooh, little
pebble. And he was just like. Whoop. And I was just, like, I remember just sitting there just being, like, shh, like. This guy's, like, trying so hard, and, like, you're thinking, like, you know, the amount of pressure that he's pushing out, like, a fucking Titanic amount of shit is going to come out. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? You're expecting, like,
he's trying so hard
shit.
Just to get these little pebbles out. I've been there, dog.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I was going to say. The joke is, like, when I was a kid, like, I used to make fun of people like that, and it's like, bro, I am now that person. Like,
comes
I,
first circle when you're
I,
sitting on the toilet for 3 hours. You're
dude. And then you look down and nothing's like, come out. You're just like, bro, what the fuck is this shit?
It's like when you feel like you took the biggest shit in the world and you look down and it's just like a little fucking nugget.
It's, dude, it's sad.
It was just an odd shape. So I hurt your butthole.
It's so sad. Yeah, man. That's one of the jokes I was thinking of coming up with.
Yeah, dude.
Talk about it on stage. I know it's shit. Whatever. It's because that's what you said. I don't know. I feel like that's the first thing you feel with your body.
Shit?
Like, yeah, your shits. Like, a lot of people was like, oh, when you know, this is a sign of you getting old. This is a sign of you getting old. This is a sign of you getting old is like just shit. Just suck. But then maybe I may be diet based. I don't know.
Do you think there's someone who is like a billion and oh, who's like never had a bad shit?
He's like, no, bro. I have a healthy diet. I just my shits glide.
No, there's no way. But it's like, do you think there was one person in the history of the earth who was just like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. Every time I take a poop, I never have to wipe.
Ugh.
Just clean sweeps. For their entire life.
Bro, I take ghost shits all the time.
You've had those shits, though, before, where it's like you take a shit, yeah, and it's shit. Just like you wipe, and it's just like there's a little bit of brown because there's a little bit of residue, but it's not like you had like a fucking like a soft-ass shit where you got to fucking wipe like a billion times.
Nah, dude, yeah, I have.
You gotta excavate your butthole.
I have had a ghost shit, dude.
Yeah, like, dude, ghost shits are the best.
You take a shit, and you're just like, phoom. Dang, that shit was huge.
It's just like,
what the?
The best part about a ghost shit.
You like jamming it.
That,
in
it
like,
it's the way it comes out. It's just like, just it almost like a football shape where it just like a little bit and then just like boom, and then it's just your butthole closes and then you wipe and there's nothing there and you're just like, that was a very clean, efficient shit.
Yeah, it was. It was like your body efficiently disposing waste. You're just like, whoa.
It's just like, I don't know what combination of food I ate. I need to recreate that because that was a great shit.
That was optimal shit right there, dude. But yeah, man, that's what I'm saying. That's what I tell people. Like, when you feel it in your shit and your body is telling you, hey, you need to get healthy, like, at your
you'll feel it in your shit. You'll have soft shits.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the first step of getting older is your shit start getting weird because your body's trying to tell you, you need to start. You can't be doing this.
Yeah. It was like heartburn. When I got heartburn for the first time after I turned 30, I thought I was dying.
And dude, I remember that shit kept me up all night. And I was just like, what the fuck is going on? Why do I feel
right
like,
here,
yeah.
Right here.
Why am I on fire? Why does it feel like I got to throw up but nothing comes out? Like,
feels
what
like
the
your stomach acid right at the very like top of my throat.
And you're just sitting there just like, dude, am I going to die? Like, is this
like,
how you
I'm
die?
I'm definitely eating a whole bag of hot Cheetos again tomorrow, though.
I remember... The first time I experienced that as a kid, like
you got heartburn as a kid.
Yes, you know what caused it? Wings and things.
Oh, you ate too much wings and things.
Not too much. I remember.
You got like the extra hot or something.
One of my cousins or brother's friends ended up getting extra hot, and they did the whole like, "Don't be a bitch. Don't be a bitch."
Yeah.
And I ended up eating one of their chicken strips.
You got snot all over your face. Like, yeah!
Bro, I woke up at like 1 or 2 in the morning. Like, what the fuck? And my mom was like, "Are you okay?" Because, I don't know, I'm pretty sure I've told you this. I don't know if you remember, but I shared a bedroom with my parents until I was, like, 14 or 15. Like,
I didn't know it was that old.
I was old, bro. It wasn't until...
Did you hear him fuck?
No.
They fucked. They definitely fucked with you in the room.
I'm pretty sure.
They found it hot, too.
And if they did, get on them, dude. Because I have no idea how you do that. Well, to be fair...
Like, we created that. Let's make another one. Bam!
Well, to be fair... My dad was cool because I'm
happy. He's like hella jerking off in there, dude. He never woke you up.
Now that I like have worked at hotels, this dude ended up getting like these old cubicles. Like these, you know, the walls that make cubicles. Yeah. He ended up getting like 2 or 3 of those. And he ended up like putting them on next to my bed.
So he couldn't see you fucking.
So
it
was like cubicle, wall, and then whatever behind here.
Damn,
and then,
you lived in office space?
And then he put like a little rod. With like a little curtain over it, so I have like technically I had my little room, you know what I'm saying? And then we had a TV that was on a swivel, so then when it was like nighttime, they would turn the TV to my end. I put Adult Swim with captions on because you know they're sleeping, and then I'll just sit there and just be watching TV and chilling. But that was my own. That's how they gave me my little room. When I work in hotels, I realized that my dad just fucking took those. They were somewhere in the hotel.
Someone probably threw them out.
Yeah, somewhere in the hotel, they were just like, we're getting rid of this shit. And he was just like, bringing it over here.
That's how my dad built his entire garage.
And I was just like, that's hilarious, dude.
He's got like straight up like office cabinets in his garage and he keeps all his tools in there. And he's like, they were demoing them out. And I just told the demo guys, like, don't break them. Like, just take them apart because I want to take them home.
Yeah.
He took them home.
That's how you do
He's got carpet in his garage from job sites. He's got cabinets in his garage from job sites. He's got, like, fucking rafters and shit. He takes pallets off of it to make, like, fucking snowmen and
that's
shit.
That's the
like an
shit,
old man.
Dude. It's the shit. But, yeah, that's how I fucking just live my life as a kid, dude. Just sitting there.
Damn, so where'd you jerk off?
There. I had walls, Ryan.
That's not a wall.
It's a wall, Ryan.
They definitely heard the...
No, because it was
They definitely heard that.
It was TV.
They heard the little...
It was TV.
Yeah, they heard the... Yeah, dude, that's what they heard. So they heard, and they're like, this little motherfucker's jerking off again.
This dude's jerking his jerk. What the fuck?
She's like, I can't take this anymore.
Like, no. Tear the wall down.
Dad's like, I'm going to say something.
Nah, I didn't really jerk off that much there. Yeah. What was the point?
You can't.
I was alone most of the day.
So you just, that's when you jerked off?
Yeah. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, that's fair.
The Wii was ready in the room.
I forgot about that.
Already gone most of the time.
Forgot about watching porn on the Wii.
Wii was way later. When the Wii came out, I already had my room over there.
Yeah, dude, no one ever thought about that when they put browsers. They knew. They had to know that people were going to use it for that. When they put browsers on the PS3 and the Xbox 360 and the Wii, they had to know that people were going to look up porn.
Yeah. Yeah.
They had to know.
To be fair, Japanese people don't have easy access porn like we do. So
Microsoft isn't Japanese.
The 360 didn't have a web browser.
Yeah, it did.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did. Dude, I watched porn on the 360.
No.
Yeah, it had a web browser.
It had a YouTube browser. Remember that? But it didn't.
No,
have
it
web
had
browser.
A web browser.
No, it did not.
It did.
Uh-uh.
I remember it, dude.
Nope.
I remember.
Google that shit. Look it up, JMO.
JMO.
I'm telling you right now, dude. The 360 did not have a web browser. I remember the only ones that had a web browser were the PS3 and the Nintendo Wii. That's why everyone was always just like, the PS3 is better because you can watch porn on it.
Xbox 360 was better.
Yeah, it had way better games. By a long shot. PS3 sucked.
Internet Explorer is no longer supported as of June 15th, 2022, which means it was supported.
On what?
The 360.
Is that what it says?
Yes.
Does it say 360? Does it specifically say Xbox 360?
Yes, dude. Internet Explorer on Xbox 360. If you need more information about your Xbox 360, visit the Xbox console forums. Internet Explorer is no longer supported as of June 15th, 2022, when they took all the Xbox 360 servers down.
I didn't realize there was porn on 360.
Also. Yeah, because, dude, you didn't watch porn on the 360?
No, I watched porn on my Switch, dude. It was the best.
The Wii.
I mean, yeah, my Wii was the best.
You definitely watched porn on that Switch.
No?
Yeah, you
What's
do.
The point? I have a fucking computer in my room. What's the point of watching porn on the Switch?
It's portable.
Why would I want to take it? Once again,
I worked with a guy who was like kind of Forrest Gumpy.
And he was just jack off. And
dude, he would watch hentai.
At work?
Yeah.
That's weird, man.
And he had like an iPad and he would sit there and like on his lunch break, I remember because there's like a 30 minute overlap between when I would clock in and they would clock out.
Yeah.
Because I worked at the In-N-Out, like the shopping center where the In-N-Out is in Mira Mesa. I was a security guard for that shopping center for like 6 months.
Yeah.
And he would be in the office watching hentai.
Having a good time?
Dude, having a grand old time. And then he'd get Jack in the Box, keep it in his backpack.
Hell yeah, dude. I love that guy, dude.
He was weird.
That guy's living life.
He was weird.
Hey, what do you do for a living? Watch porn, eat Jack
Watch
in the Box?
Watch porn, eat Jack in the Box, dude.
Dude, Jack in the Box.
And then he would take the bus all the way down to National City.
Fuck,
from Mary
why'd
Mesa.
You say Jack in the Box?
Why do you love Jack in the Box so much? It's so bad.
There's a flavor.
I don't hate
to
Jack
it.
In the Box. There are times where I crave
there's
Jack in the Box.
There's a flavor to it, dude, that I just haven't had in a while from there. Like, their fries are good.
There's grease. That's what you're craving.
The
it's
fries
grease.
Are good, and then their ultimate cheeseburger.
Their fries are horrible. I hate
no,
their
not.
Fries. I absolutely hate
especially
Jack in the Box.
Especially their
fries.
Curly fries.
Ugh. McDonald's fries reign tall. McDonald's fries are the best fries.
Are they?
Yes.
Nah.
Yes.
I don't know, dude.
Yes.
I don't know, dude.
McDonald's fries are the best fries, dude.
I'm going to have to give that to Wendy's, dude.
Oh, fuck you, Wendy's.
Wendy's
no.
has the best fries,
no, they
dude.
Don't. They got them potato skin bullshits.
Best fries.
No,
delicious,
they're fucking bad.
Thick, crunchy.
Gross.
Delicious. Delicious.
Maybe I'm not going to the right Wendy's.
McDonald's, definitely second.
McDonald's is
close,
top tier
close first.
McDonald's
like
is
it's,
an S-tier
it's
fry.
Like it's like very close. If we could do tiers, yes.
McDonald's
Wendy's,
is an S-tier fry.
Wendy's and McDonald's S-tier.
No, Wendy's is B.
No.
Wendy's is a B-tier fry.
Absolutely not. What are you talking
what?
About? Compare. No, absolutely not. No.
Wendy's is a B-tier fry at best.
No, Wendy's
at best.
Bro, you could dip Wendy's fries into ice cream, bro.
You could dip any fry into an ice cream.
No, you can't.
You can dip any fry into ice cream.
You can't.
Yes, you can.
Nope.
McDonald's fries into the fucking McFlurry.
That shit will break.
That shit is, it'll break the fucking universe. It's so good.
No. That was a good one, but no.
Yeah, well.
No.
Fuck you, dude.
It is good.
Fuck
no,
you. McDonald's Wendy's and McFlurry's and over fucking Wendy's and fucking Frosties.
Wendy's and Frosties, dude.
Wendy's and Frosties is not good.
Wendy's and Frosties.
It's good, but it's not as good as McFlurry's and McDonald's.
I think it's better than McFlurry's.
McFlurry's.
I don't want to eat McFlurry's and McDerby's, dude.
What? No, McDerby's.
McFlurry's.
It's a horse meat burger.
McDonald's and McFlurry's, dude.
McFlurry's.
McFurby's.
It's a Furby burger.
It's a Furby burger.
Just furry.
Welcome to Crazy Burger. We have Furby burgers.
Dude, I want to go to Crazy Burger. That shit's good.
I haven't been there in a minute.
Get Buffalo Burger.
It's over there in North Park still, right?
It is.
Yeah, I haven't been there in a minute.
Neither have I. Last time I went there, I think we went there with Kevin.
Was it with Kevin?
It was Kevin and Vince.
No. The last time I went there was after we got done shooting Ty's first music video.
Who was there? Because I think that was that day.
It was me, that Casanova guy.
Oh, that's
Kyle.
Who it was. Kyle. I was tall white guy.
Kyle, us. Yeah.
Tall white guy.
You were there, yeah. That was the last time I went there.
Yeah. I remember we went over to Casanova's thing.
Was Ty already doing his vegan thing at that point?
I don't remember. No. I don't know, man.
That dude's gay.
And I gotta edit.
This episode, you definitely gotta edit that.
Damn it, now I gotta edit. I'm gonna leave this part in. I'm just gonna fucking bleep. All the rest of it, I'm just gonna cut.
When I say bleep,
that Crazy Burger, I'm gonna cut.
Yeah, whenever you hear Crazy
just to
Burger,
hear me be like, damn
cut.
It, now I gotta edit. Jesus Christ, are you dying?
Probably, but yeah, dude. So we went to Polite Provisions yesterday. Have you
Polite
been?
Provisions?
Have you ever been there?
I've never heard of that.
That shit's whack. I used to, look, as someone who used to go there when it first opened up, because like, that opened up around the era of hipsters in our generation. Like, that was, like, during the time of the comb-overs, the glasses, the wearing the fucking boots and the fucking...
Yeah,
the chukka boots
mean.
With the members-only jackets with the fucking gotta layer up and wear a belt and a watch and kind of the way everyone looks now. From our generation, at least. So, around that time, that place opened up, and it was kind of like a craft cocktail place. And it was so bougie to the point where, like... They didn't have bartenders. They had
mixologists.
Exactly.
Mixologists.
And before, bro, they used to have an extensive menu. They used to have like a fucking like a book menu that used to like open up and blah, blah, blah. Dude, we went there recently and I didn't realize that they got bought out by like Consortium or one of those like.
Restaurant groups. Yeah.
Yeah. And that place sucks ass now, dude. Because we went there with Tarek and we were just like, dude, what the fuck is this shit? Dude, this shit sucks. This shit sucks so much. They only had like. A total of maybe 10 or 11 drinks. They were pretty unoriginal. It was just extremely streamlined. And, like, I don't know, bro. They just ruined it. They just ruined it. That place fucking sucks.
That sucks.
That place just fucking sucks.
A lot of restaurants suck now.
And I'm just... That was kind of where I was getting at, dude. Where, like, every restaurant's just kind of the same, dude. Like, a lot of the San Diego staples that started off as local businesses got bought out by these restaurant groups. And now they're just one and the other ones, dude. One with the...
I don't hate the people who started it. I hate the people who bought them out.
But that's what I'm saying. Obviously, I don't... Yeah. I'm just mad because, like, the spots that I used to like, I can't enjoy anymore, dude. Like, because they got bought out. Like, I guess that's the goal, right? You know, build something up so you can fucking sell out and you don't have to work anymore, but...
I guess.
I just wish people really, like, cared about their brand a little bit, but like I said, you know, it really it's really up to the people who created it. If they
yeah,
just want to cash out and get the fuck out, it is what it is, bro. You know, maybe and maybe probably, you know, tax or whatever the fuck is getting too expensive or overhead was getting too expensive of where they're at, and they just were just like, this ain't worth it, dude. Like, if some, you know, we're successful and somebody wants to buy us out, please, because,
well, I mean,
they probably foresaw
the move,
they probably foresaw that shit's gonna keep getting more and more expensive to like keep running it.
I mean,
because it's true,
the
dude.
Average life of a restaurant is a year and a half.
Because it's true, though, man. Like, I highly doubt they own the land. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty
no,
sure
they have
renting,
to rent out a building.
Right? So, yeah. I can only assume
there's
that's
one
just
restaurant
mad expensive, bro.
That I pass by in PB all the time that I used to go to when it was the Iron Pig. And it changed to like something else for a couple months and shut down. And it's been shut down for 4 years. There's
I think,
no one occupying it.
I think
space.
Bubba's is gone, too, huh?
Bubba's by the beach is gone.
Yeah.
They only have Bubs downtown, Bubs at the ballpark.
And she's like, that's fucking insane.
Bubs at the Beast was a staple of PB. Everything in PB is gone. I was talking to my sister about this the other day because I usually talk to her right after I go surfing.
Everything that we know at PB is gone. Which, like,
that's what I'm saying,
which
dude.
Is, but you got to remember, dude, people who lived in San Diego past us, all the shit that they knew was gone also. Like, it's just, yeah, it's just a cycle of PB, dude. PB,
it's true, but I mean, like, it still, that Denny's was there for 40 fucking years.
Gone.
Now it's a fucking salad place and a breakfast burrito place and some place for like roast beef. Yeah, it's a food hall.
The food hall you wanted to go to at first.
Yeah.
And me and you went to this place. We were like, that the shit. And we ended up eating street dogs.
Dude, those are some good street dogs.
There's good street dogs. Good I'm street not going to lie, dude. Those are some good street dogs.
They're pretty good.
But that was hilarious.
But yeah, dude, everything down there is gone. Every bar I went to when I was 21, gone.
Gone. Yeah.
Except for Tavern. Tavern by the Beach is still there, and they're still racist.
That's why they're still there.
That's why they're still there, yeah.
Other white people could be like, oh, let's go there. There's no colors there.
Dude, for real, dude. You know how many times I tried to go there with, like, a bunch of different people, and every time they'd be like, you guys can come in, but he can't.
Yep, bad times, too. Always. I've gotten harassed there plenty of times.
Yeah, it's like your pants are too baggy. Where it's like, what are you talking about? His pants are tighter than mine.
It's like, dude, no. His pants are baggy. No.
You're wearing colors. Where it's like, what are you talking about? He's just wearing a red shirt.
Yeah, I remember, I think one of our buddies is wearing, I think, like a Under Armour shirt or Under Armour sweater or something like that. And they're just like, oh, no, that's
sports athletic wear.
Or, yeah, athletic wear. And you look to your right and you see dudes in, like, basketball jerseys and shit. You're just like, dude, what the fuck is going on here? Like,
all the white dudes that look like that one white dude who jumped on stage at Skankfest.
Uh-huh.
And that was, like, staying at the hotel with us.
Fucking creepy.
Dude, speaking of that, I commented on one of those when they first posted that video, like, way back after Skankfest.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that guy stayed at my same hotel. He was being weird all weekend. Some guy commented on it and tagged some other guy, and then I looked at that guy. That guy's profile was private, but the profile picture looked like that dude.
He knows how you look like now, dude.
I'm gonna fuck. Come fight me, bitch.
He's gonna fucking kill you now, dude.
Come fight me, bitch.
Have you been doing jiu-jitsu classes, bro?
I have.
You better keep doing them, dude. You better learn how to kill somebody by the time, dude.
Yeah, dude.
That guy's gonna come try to rape you.
I'll rape him.
You better rape him, dude. You better just fucking outmaneuver him and give him a good one.
Gonna outmaneuver him?
And give him a good one.
I'm gonna pin him down and be like, hold on. Turn porn on my phone and be like, damn it, it's not working. Just let him go and be like, you look at him like man ass.
You're lucky. You're so lucky.
You're lucky I hate man ass.
But yeah, I can't wait for that. That's gonna be a good time. Skankfest is gonna be great this year. I'm trying to hit some open mics, dude. I'm gonna have to go up there and tell some dumb shit.
Hit them open mics.
Get nervous and get scared and go poo poo in my pants.
You're gonna poop in your pants?
Yeah, probably not. But
it's not fun. It's not a fun experience.
I was gonna go up there and just be like, yo, what's up, guys?
It's scurry.
And you sit there and just be quiet for like 5 minutes and leave.
That's your whole set.
Like.
Just look at somebody else. Do that thing over again. Good night.
Yeah, that's my time to be continued.
He's later.
And he's walk away.
Later.
And then next week, come back and actually say something.
Yeah.
And you just slowly just keep doing, just slowly same build
thing.
Up.
Same thing.
It's like, hey, my name is Fino.
Good night. This is the only people that will experience the evolution of the entire bit. All
right, that's my time. Good night. It makes me come back like, yo, my name is Fino. And it's one time.
Bro, if I were one of the comics,
right, that's
and
my
I
time.
Saw
good night.
That every single night, eventually I'd catch on to that and be like, this is hilarious. I want to see where he goes.
Then it has to be funny, though. That's
you're just writing two words at a time.
That's the fucked up part is that it has to be funny, dude. If it's not funny, that's going to suck. But it has to be funny.
That's so hard to do. That's so hard.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about it. Because everyone else is going to be there. There's going to be other open micers for the most part. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so there's going to be people who are going to see that shit from the beginning all the way to the end. Like...
Oh, man.
But I guess if I get comfortable being quiet on stage, I think I'll be fine.
Yeah, that's an important part.
Like just me,
you learn
like,
to learn to sit with the silence. That's one thing about Daniel Tosh that I like. He'll sit there, say something fucking horrible, and let you sit with it for a second. Just let you sit with it.
Let you think.
Let you think on that.
Visualize.
Yeah. That's also a sign of someone who's really comfortable on stage, or someone who's like okay with silence.
Yeah, I want to. I do want to go on stage, bro. I want to go on stage.
Do it.
Stage sounds looks like fun. I think I would like the stage. I think I want the stage. I think that's the one thing I've been craving my entire life.
With the spotlight.
Because I'd be streaming, dude, and I think that's just like an adjacent thing of doing something.
You need fucking zig, dude. Just need a zig.
I don't know what the hell I had it.
You're zagging right now. All you're doing is zag.
I need
to
do some zigging, dude.
You need fucking zigzag.
I need to be doing some zigging.
Zag, zig.
You're right, dude. I be zagging. You need to be zigging.
You need to be zigging, dude.
You don't call me little Ziggy, dude, because I be going
call
up there.
Little Ziggy.
I be going up there, dude.
Yeah.
Just be like, yo, Ziggy. Call me little Ziggy.
Yeah.
Little Ziggy, dude.
That's going to be your character? St. Andrew Dice Clay, you're little Ziggy.
Little Ziggy? No. Yeah. I'm just going to go up as Fino. I was thinking about the other day, and I was thinking, am I going to go as like my full name? Like, man, I'm just going to go as Fino.
Why not?
Because Fino is better.
Fino. Just Fino. It's like Cher or Madonna or Seal.
Fino.
Yeah, dude.
I'm just going to go
you're
as
on
that.
That Seal level.
I'm going to go as that. I have to, dude. There's just no way.
Fino.
There's just no way, dude.
Michael Farofino. You know how many people are going to fuck up your name?
Yeah, that's my
Michael
point.
Michael Farofanos?
That's my point.
Michael Farofanos.
That's my point.
Yeah, dude.
That is my
Fino.
Point.
People are still going to fuck up Fino, dude.
They'll be like, Fino?
Fino?
Fino.
Fucking Fido?
Yeah, how'd you go as Fino?
Yeah, you're going to bark at people.
You'll just be like, yeah, my name is Fino. And people are like, what the fuck does that mean? It means my dick in your mom's mouth. Ah!
That's what your mom says when my dick's in her mouth. You'll
be like, oh, that's Fino. I'll be like, yeah, it is.
I don't know.
That is.
So she tries to say thank you with my dick in her mouth. Fino.
That's what your mom says when you ask how my dick tastes.
Do you know what I want to do when we go to Vegas for Shank Fest?
What?
I want to go ride the tram on the strip.
Is it a tram?
There's a tram that lets you ride up and down the strip between fucking like Excalibur and I think Bellagio.
Honestly, what I want to do, bro, is like...
That's some fucking Blade Runner shit, dude.
I low-key want to go to the Valley of Fire before I go to Shank Fest.
Oh, when we drove up there, and it was, like, sunset, and we were like, oh, it's probably time to check in our hotel. We've been driving for fucking forever. We turned around, and that lady was like, why'd you come all the way out here? Just turn around, and like, because we're staying in Vegas, and I don't want to pay for this shit. Fuck you, lady. And we drove back.
That's pretty gangster, I'm not gonna lie.
That was pretty gangster. We got there, like, 2 hours before our check-in time. We're like, we got time to waste. We're going to go to Valley of Fire. Okay, I'm not paying $16 for this shit.
And then we went back down.
We went back down, yeah.
It was time for check-in.
Yeah, it's time for check-in. But you know what would have been dope? Is if we went through the Valley of Fire, we could have gone. So instead of going to Zion, we could have gone through the Valley of Fire and then took like another back freeway through the middle of nowhere fucking Arizona to North Rim Grand Canyon.
But I want
to
see Hoover Dam though.
We can do that next time we go to Vegas. It's like 45 minutes.
I do want to see the Hoover Dam.
Not that special.
Huh?
It's not that special.
What do you mean? Isn't it fucking humongous?
It's humongous, but I mean.
It's like saying like the Niagara Falls isn't special.
Niagara Falls is special because it's real. It's not concrete.
Was the Hoover Dam not real?
It's real, but it's concrete.
It's a dam, bro. Beep, beep. We're being human beavers.
Damn, okay. Put it that way.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Hoover beavers? Beaver hoovers?
That's exactly what we're doing. We're being human beavers to like go out and try to keep water for ourselves and divert it
to be
other
fair,
places.
We didn't get out. We just kind of drove over it. So, I mean, if we get out and, like, kind of look over the side, maybe it'll be impressive.
Yeah, that's what I want. That's what I mean, like, to get out and, like, actually, like...
But, like, you know it costs money to go over the Hoover Dam,
what
right?
The fuck? How much?
Like, 25, 30 bucks.
That, whatever. That's not bad.
That's not bad,
but
I mean,
still. Like, why the fuck you gotta charge me to go over this bullshit?
And then they're like, do you have any firearms, drugs, or drugs?
Oh, my God. So we can't even go in there with weed?
You lie.
They're not gonna search our car?
No. Me and my dad both drove in there with fucking weed pens and joints.
Cool. So I was like, bro, I'm just trying to like.
Did I ever tell you when me and my dad were in Vegas, we were walking and we went to.
Save money up for Gamba.
For Gamba?
Yeah, so we could just sit at a table and have fun.
That's true. I should save like $500 up just for Gamba.
Just for Gamba, dude. Just so we could have fun.
But there was one time we were walking into, I think, Aria? One of them fucking hotels.
I'm going to save up $750 and use $250 to do the max bet at that game that I was playing.
You're going to see if he can do it?
Yeah, and see if I can win some money like Vince.
Dude, if we could do that.
Because I won some money. Like I told you,
you want to save up $250 like, just to do that?
Like, you saw me win some money on that game.
You did.
Like,
I should have listened to you when I was up like $400 in blackjack.
Well, you were just like, no, bro. I was just like, what the fuck are you doing, dude?
No,
I'm
you're
like,
right.
Leave.
I should have cashed out and like brought more chips back.
No, you should just laugh.
No, cashed out. Save the fucking shit thing. and just fucking.
You know, dude, we should
our chips back and play with those.
Nope, you should just cash out. We should have gone and had a nice dinner.
I don't have a gambling issue.
Could you cash out and had a nice dinner, dude?
We could have, dude. We could have had a really nice.
That's
dinner.
What I'm saying. That's what
bucks.
I. I thought just you're stop.
Right, dude.
I thought
you're
just
right,
stop.
Dude. You're right. You're like, stop. I'm like, nah, dude. We can get more.
Like, bro.
Right.
Like,
five turns later, I'm like, ah, I'm down.
So let's just fucking get a nice dinner, dude.
We could have had a really nice
I
dinner.
I know,
dude.
But no.
It's fine.
But we'll do that next
it's
time.
It's fine. It's fine, dude.
Gamma is fine.
We didn't even eat, son. We didn't even eat
we
for 5 days. We didn't could've. Eat. I had 2 fucking Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwiches and 5 coffees.
We could have.
That entire weekend.
And pizza.
Oh, yeah, we did have that pizza. I wanted. That was a good-ass pizza.
That was only good because we were starving, right? I don't think it was a good pizza at all, but I think you and I
were
starving. We were
drunk and starving.
Like, ah, nah, nah.
Oh, we also did go to the Hennessy Tavern, which was, like, kind of cold.
Oh, that was a decent breakfast.
It was decent.
It was
a
decent breakfast.
It was fine.
That was mad decent. That was like super mad decent. That was like the most decent of decent.
The Irish coffee brought me back to life.
Well, it was really.
Because we got fucked up the night we got there, dude.
What was really funny, though, was that like we were just watching all the morning people do that zombie walk, dude.
Yeah.
We're
watching Walk of Shame.
We were just like.
People like come out of the casino and be like.
We're just like, what the fuck, dude? But
yeah,
like,
dude,
that's what I want,
yeah.
Bro. I miss that feeling of like just going out somewhere and being like.
You missed that? I was like, I miss watching people
dude,
fucking
just,
have that feeling.
I just love getting shit-faced, Ryan.
I don't. I really don't. That's why by the third day, you're like, drink some it. More of this fucking alcohol slushy. And I'm like, like fucking.
Dude, that alcohol slush is the best.
Dude, we got way, we got our money's worth off of that alcohol slushy.
I hope Kendall comes through. Kendall says she wants to go, so I just.
We should try and get
off.
Everybody to go.
Because I want to go.
No, we're just like, dude, come on. Come on, why not?
Who's going to want to go volunteer, dude?
That's not about volunteering. Just go to Vegas. You can do some other shit.
Okay, yeah, while we... Yeah.
While we go volunteer, and then if you want to come see a comedy show, we'll sneak you in.
It's so easy.
It's so easy,
it's
dude.
So
it's
easy,
so
dude.
Easy. I made friends with the people that were working the fucking, like, stairs to where it was the point where they're like, oh, hey, what's up, dude? Didn't
Man,
even check my pass.
I fucked up. I didn't really start branching out to, like, the second to last day. Or last day, really.
To be fair, you made friends with comedians. You talk to comedians. I only talk to staff.
Yeah, I talked to a bunch of comedians, dog. Like, I hope they remember me.
The only comedian that
I talked
to
a bunch of comedians
was Rachel Feinstein when she came up to us. And she was like, do you know where this stage is? And I'm like, yeah, follow me. And she was like, right up on me, dude. I'm like, follow me the entire way. I'm like, hey, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Your tits are out.
And they look great.
They did.
But, yeah, I remember talking to Joe DeRosa, talking to Brandon Sagalow for a bit, talking to fucking LaMare Lee for a bit, joking with fucking, what the hell, Oscar Patton? No, not Oscar Patton. What the hell is his name? Sean Patton. Sean Patton for
Sean
a bit,
Patton.
Mark Norman for a bit. It was like, I was like, dude, this is where it's at. And then all the Vegas comedians on top of that and all the other random, just not known comedians.
Came in, I'm like,
comedians.
Hey, how you doing? Like, this is weird. I'm leaving.
He was like, this guy is all of a sudden friends with everybody here.
For real, dude. I walked in and you're like, hey, meet this guy. I'm like, he's a lot of people I do not know.
I didn't realize at that time that that's considered holding court.
Yeah, And
I was.
That's what that is.
And I was holding court. Because
yeah, I don't want to hold court.
Because people.
I want to go watch midgets on the street.
Yeah, I didn't realize that I was just talking to everybody who was just listening to me. I was just like, oh.
Hey, you're holding
like,
court.
And so after, I was like, oh, shit, I was over here holding court. Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we were all just going around in a circle.
Sounds like
shit.
Fucking 14th century Frenchman with syphilis, just being like, "Listen to me."
Yeah, basically, it was fun, dude. That's when I realized, like, I want to hang out with comedians, bro, because I like doing that. I like sitting there.
You like shooting the shit.
Yeah, just saying dumb shit.
Yeah,
just trying to make around. Just trying to make people laugh. Like, obviously, I'm joking.
The whole fucking podcast.
Yeah. Cause like, dude, I be trying to do that with some of my IRL friends, and it's just like they just don't get it, bro.
Yeah,
they just look at it and just be like, "What are you retarded?"
It,
I'm like,
"Yes."
I'm like, you're retarded. You don't get it.
You're retarded.
I'm over here trying to joke.
Yeah, dude.
But obviously, you ain't trying to joke. You're trying to be like serious all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
And it ain't fun. Yeah. Damn, man.
Dude.
It's already Sunday.
I'm super excited to go back to Vegas.
Me too.
I'm super excited for Ellis Mania again.
I wonder what they're going to do.
I don't know, dude. But you know what I was thinking of earlier? You know what they should do?
What?
Swords.
Like fake swords? Like foam
swords? Yeah, you know how they had the foam nunchucks?
Fake sword fighting with shields and
foam swords.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Right, it's like fucking medieval MMA.
It's like, ah.
Yeah, dude, that would be fucking awesome, right?
And so I think cool. A lot of people were kind of upset that it's back in Vegas.
Why?
I don't know. I think some people wanted to be somewhere else. It was super fun. I think it was super fun, too.
It was super fun, dude. It was super fun.
I think it was super fun, too. That was a good time.
Where would Skankfest work anywhere else other than Vegas?
It was a good time. It was such a good time. Being able to go out.
You could drink. You could be drunk in public. You could be fucked up.
You could walk around with beer.
There's weed. Like, you can't do that in Austin.
There's go-kart racing go-karts.
Yeah, go-kart racing, go-racing carts.
Like, come on, bro. Who doesn't want to go racing carts?
Yeah, dude. Fucking.
The only thing, dude, we need to just bring so much weed, bro. Because
that's the thing.
I do not want to go. Our currency
will be mushroom chocolates and weed.
To any dispensaries out there.
I spent $100-something
again
at fucking Jardine.
I never.
And it was trash.
I never.
It was better than the other shit.
Ever want to give money to any dispensaries out there ever again.
Because we went to two different places, right?
Like, no, yeah.
I went to one dispensary that I can't remember. It was Planet 13. We went to that big ass dispensary.
The super mega.
Yeah, we went to Planet 13.
Kakapupu-a
it was like
shit.
The biggest dispensary in the world, where it's like, it's only big because you guys have a big ass floor space. That's it. You don't have like a big selection. Everything's trash.
Everything is mad trash,
everything
dude.
Was trash, dude.
Bro, that shit was so trash.
When I went to Jardine was better. I told them, I was like, hey, I'm here from California. Like,
and they're
what's
like,
the
oh,
best thing
okay.
you can give me? And they gave me the best thing they had. I spent a lot of money.
They gave you the Las Vegas equivalent of a California brand.
Garbage.
And that shit was trash.
It was fucking garbage.
Remember you
weed.
And I lit that shit up and I was like, what the fuck is
it? But it was still better than nothing.
I like how you and I were both expecting like California
it
shit.
It looks good.
We like, oh,
hit
is,
it and it was just, oh, got it.
It is a California brand, so
it was
fuck
like
yeah.
17%.
So it was trash.
It was like 17, maybe 19%.
It was trash.
It was dry as fuck.
That's my thing about it was that it just burned my throat, bro.
Yeah.
It was just so disgusting. I was just like, what are you guys doing out here, dude? Like, you guys are in the desert. Can't you guys do indoor grows out here, bro?
They like, do, but it's still like there's no humidity. At all.
They can't even produce it artificially?
They can, but there's still no humidity. So once it's out of the growing environment, it starts to dry out immediately.
Oh, you're right.
And it just keeps getting drier every time it's exposed to air. So it's just, there's nothing you can do, dude. Other than like home grow, don't expose it, everything like that. But it's also, it's Vegas, dog. So of course it's going to be trash weed for fucking tourists from bumfuck nowhere, Kansas, who are like, I don't get weed. You know how many people were outside of the hotel? You remember how many people were outside of the hotel
smoking
weed?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, I'm getting so fucked up right now. And they're smoking trash.
Like, yeah, dude, I remember that. You never getting like kind of mad. Where he's like, dude, shut up, bro. You
got
just
all those guys out on the street. Yo, got perps, got that. And it's all my Padres hat. Oh, you're from California? Never mind.
So you guys,
never mind. Oh, you from Cali? Never mind.
So you guys know about that good shit, huh?
Like, yeah, dude, I wish I brought more.
Like, get the fuck out of here, dude. We don't want your shit weed.
I think we brought like an eighth each, and it was done within like the second day.
We're stupid for thinking that was gonna last.
Yeah, dude. No. So it was like, oh, we're just gonna get drunk the entire time.
Nope.
It was like, take a drink, smoke a bowl. Take a drink, smoke a bowl.
No,
take
dude.
A drink, smoke a bowl.
It's time, dude. I'm just gonna just bring a shit
we're
ton
gonna bring
of pre rolls.
Like 3 ounces.
I'm just gonna bring a shit ton of pre rolls, and if you want to bring the flowers, you bring the flower,
dude.
Dude,
we bring 3 ounces.
I bring all the pre rolls, dude. I'm gonna bring those King pre rolls, dude. Those King
pre rolls. Those are trash.
What?
Those are trash, dude. We'll just roll our own joints out of the 3 ounces.
That shit is so good.
You know how much, dude? You can be like, yo, I got that Cali weed, $5
right,
joint.
Yeah, you're right. Just roll up a shit ton of joints.
Got that Cali weed, got $5.
Did you roll a shit ton of joints, son? Yeah, you're right. You roll a shit ton of joints.
Got that Cali weed, dude. We're joining out, man.
Dude, it's such a good
time. Got that 30% joint.
Such a good time, dude.
I went to the Weed Maps booth. Like 4 or 5 times. They're like, yo, dude, what's up? You want to take another bong rip? I'm like, hell yeah.
And then
dog.
The second day, you're like, yo, y'all doing bong rips now, no more.
Not anymore. We ran out of weed. I'm like, all right. Later.
Figure.
Yeah, dude.
But, yeah, man. I can't wait, dude. It's gonna
I remember I hit that big ass alien bong.
You should have been charging people at least like $2-3.
I think Skankfest paid them.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. They should have just charged people $2-3 for them to keep getting more weed in there. So for people to smoke.
That part.
You get what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Say Skankfest paid for them, sure, but they should just be like, yo, Skankfest, can we still charge $2-3? We're just going to use that money to just bring more weed for the next few days so like that people keep smoking. You know, essentially, like...
That's true.
Yeah, sure, they're probably going to earn some money on the side on top of whatever Skankfest paid them, but it'll keep the audience smoking for the whole weekend.
That's true.
And I think that wouldn't be a bad idea, like $2 or $3 every time.
I mean, a day and a half of free weed is, like, not nothing.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's not nothing.
It's probably a lot.
For everybody that was at Skankfest?
Considering how much everyone smoked.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, that was... I can't... Bro, you're getting me excited, dude. I cannot
I'm super excited about Skankfest.
Can't wait, dude. I just can't wait to go back to Vegas. I just can't wait to travel, bro. I just want to go in the car again and just
we
drive
take,
somewhere.
That's what I'm saying. You should take like 2 weeks off. Like, don't take any time off. Just take 2 weeks off for Skankfest, and then we'll go to Skankfest.
Well, I can't take 2 weeks off because I got to go to Evo, dude. I'm going to Evo.
Fuck Evo.
No. Going to Evo. So that's happening, too. That's in Vegas also, dude.
Okay, just take a week and a half.
What we need to do is, like, we need to, like, take 5 days, 4 days to go somewhere.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, fine. Other than Skankfest?
Yeah. I'm not talking about all in one trip.
Yeah, but if we go to Skankfest, we're halfway to the fucking Grand Canyon Zion.
I know, dude, but fuck it, dude. We're going to just have to do
a full... You slept for the fucking 4 hours it took us to get out to Zion. Next thing you know, you're just fucking out in the middle of this canyon in Utah.
Man, that shit was wild, dude. I remember just, like... I was like, Ryan, I need to go. We need to get a road beer, dude, because I need a beer or I'm going to die.
I remember you saying that. And I'm like, all right, dude, we'll get out of the fucking Vegas and then we'll get you road beer.
Yeah, you got me a Space Dust. I fucking fucked that shit and I took a nap, dude.
Yeah, dude. The only other time you woke up was to get some Burger King and take a piss.
I got that. Or I remember you telling me I got orange juice and coffee and all that. Like, oh,
you,
all right,
only man. Orange juice. You got orange juice and hash browns and a breakfast sandwich.
I got to eat.
Yeah.
I ate that, some you medicine. And then I passed out because I bought medicine. I also took that and I passed out until we got
you
to
bought, like, Alka-Seltzer or some shit like that.
Dude, if it wasn't for that shit, bro, I would have died while we were hiking, dude. I was like, I needed that.
So I still like to think what people thought of us when we were sitting in the car just fucking, ooh, big ass cloud of weed smoke just
then,
pours out of it,
and
dude.
Then I'm just wearing like a hoodie and like.
Yeah, wearing Vans and shorts.
We're not even in hiking gear. Yeah. He's like, what the fuck is wrong with these
all things? Hungover, fucking, I'm still kind of tripping on mushrooms. I'm like, this is awesome, right? And you're like.
And then we go to that, like, little side thing up there, and we make my little drink, and we're just, dude, I was like, what? This looks so burnt, dude. People are just like, what the fuck is wrong with these goddamn
stones? Yeah, it's
stones?
Great. This is an awesome time. I love it.
Oh,
it was so much fun.
I want to do that. Like I said, but yeah, I want to do that again, bro. Like, I want to do more. I want to do more things like that, bro. Like, I need to do shit. I'm just over it. I need to do shit. I want to go out and go to, like you said, visit the parks and go look at Yosemite and look at Zion and actually look at all. Like, I want to look at that Crystal Cave. Like, I have the magnet for the Crystal Caves for Zion.
Crystal
but like,
Caves?
Or, like, whatever. It's like the fucking caves with the water and all that bullshit. Like, I want to go and see that. Like, I have the magnet for it, but we didn't get to see it. But I want to see it.
Yeah. To be fair, we were both kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
And my, like, halfway through the hike, we were like, this is a bad idea.
Yeah. It was still fun, though.
Yeah, it was still fun.
I like the trip, the fact that we drove. And then we drove all the way back to Vegas. We stopped by that super place that had the White Castle. And we used the bathroom. We got food.
Oh, that White Castle was so good.
And then we just, all the way to Vegas. We just took off after that, dude.
Fucking, yeah, dude.
It's just such a good time, man. We were just listening to podcasts. We were just... I just love road trips, bro.
That's what I'm saying, dude. It wasn't even that bad, was it?
Nah, it wasn't.
It was 5 hours to Vegas. You spend a couple days in Vegas, and you go out to fucking Zion and Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon is only like 6 hours away from Vegas. Zion's like 3 or 4.
Golden Spike is dirt cheap.
Golden Spike was really nice.
The fact that we only paid like 20 or 30 bucks up until like Saturday and Sunday, I think.
Yeah, and those were only like 80 or 90 instead of like 150.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I was like, that's insane.
Yeah, and it was good. The only thing was shitty fucking... like room service.
Yeah. They did not bring us anything. No. They had to go downstairs and get it every time.
I was trying to get in Madea, dude. I was trying to get in Madea.
Dude, I forgot.
We were both fucked up. We were like, no!
Fucking cable was not working.
I remember
either,
the last time it fucking turned off. You were just like, you want to go to sleep? I'm like, yeah. And we were both immediately just like fucking... We fucking knocked out.
Cause, dude, that cable just sucked. We were having a good time and then we just couldn't have a good time. But I got to give it to them, dude. Their blackout shades worked.
They did.
We kept that shit dark all day.
And to be fair, in like the reviews that we saw before we went there, they're like, oh, the music keeps you up all night. Or it's like, didn't really keep me up all night.
Well, we got lucky, I guess, because we got like the pool side. And we would have gotten the main hotel, maybe, because the main hotel is where the club's at.
That's true.
It's like literally on top of where everything's at.
Yeah, we were in the pool side of it.
Yeah, so we didn't.
We were on like the other end.
Because they were saying, because I saw that when we were in the club area, I saw people checking in or whatever, and they'd have to get their bags and shit and walk through the bar club.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
Next time we go, we should spend more time there.
I spent adequate amount of time.
You spent a lot of time there. I was very much overstimulated the entire time.
I kept trying to tell you to hang out, but you're like, nah, I spent adequate amount of time.
I was like, nah, dude,
there.
I'm going to sleep. Well, to be fair, I was also working at BCCI, so I was like...
I was drinking like seven...
Waking up at fucking...
That's true.
3, 4 in the morning no matter what. So I'm, I'd be, like, awake in the hotel room while you're, like, like, fucking pass the fuck out. I'm like, well, what am I going to do?
Dude, I was drinking, like, $8 tequila sunrises.
Dude, when we were sitting at the blackjack table, you know how many, I had, like, 5 gin and tonics in that 2 hour span.
Yeah, dude.
Both of us are just, like, we're getting fucked up. And we play blackjack, dude.
I came back.
And met friends with that fucking dad that, and his son and from fucking Hawaii and that guy from LA. Guy, yeah,
who was just like, no, bro, don't worry.
He's like, I got you.
You keep playing.
And then you
like,
came back.
And then I tried to help him out. He's like, no, man.
He's like, no, it's worth it. It's worth it. Ah, I'm out. I'm going to go find my parents.
As long as you're having fun, bro. It's all and I was just like, dude, you made me appreciate gambling. Dude. In a weird way. Like, I was just like, this is where the fun is. You know what I'm saying? I understand winning is cool, too, but like, that's where the fun is, dude, where you, like, talk shit
that
and
was probably,
have fun. And
other than Skankfest, that was the most fun I had in Vegas.
Me too.
Was playing blackjack at the table.
Me too. Like, other than Evo, bro, but Evo isn't even Vegas stuff. You know what I'm saying? I can't even count Evo as a Vegas trip because
no, it's not.
I just do video games. I just do video game stuff the entire time. I'm not really doing, like, Vegas shit. But Skankfest is, dude, we got to explore downtown Vegas a lot. We went into every single casino. We played in, like, a handful of them.
And so we didn't go in every single downtown Vegas casino. We went in every single Fremont Experience casino.
Well, that is downtown Vegas.
No, there's more.
Is there really?
There's more casinos around downtown Vegas outside of Fremont. Remember when we got out of, like, Fremont Experience and you're like, yo, this is kind of sketchy. I feel like I'm going to get robbed right now.
Oh, yeah, you're right. When we went down there, yeah.
And you're like, once you saw that guy following that couple on that bike.
That's what I was just like, all right, this is
sketchy. And I'm like, yeah, dude, it's cool, right?
That lady was getting stalked by
She was getting scared. That couple was getting scared.
That, I would have been, dude. What the fuck? That dude just like, hey,
also,
y'all.
Also, it's, you know.
What's up?
You know, that's when you just turn around and be like, yeah, we're doing this or not?
I would have just pulled out a gun, dude. Like, we're doing this or not?
Not the wow.
Shot that fool in his throat.
Fremont Experience.
Welcome to Fremont, bitch.
Dude, I saw so many midgets.
I know you did, dude. I saw so many toots.
You did see a lot of toots. Dude, and I remember every time a toot would make eyes at you, you'd be like, yo, that girl's making eyes at you. And you're like, yeah, because she wants like fucking $200.
And you're like, oh shit, toots. Out of here.
Like, toots. And then the one time there wasn't a toot, you didn't even pull the trigger.
I was like, oh shit, not a toot.
Not a toot. Red alarm.
I didn't know.
Red alarm.
I didn't
think that girl's into you. I'm like, yeah, she was. You're like, she's not a toot. No.
She's not a toot. No. I was like, ah, God.
Damn it.
Everyone here's a toot, man.
There are a lot of toots there.
Dude,
there are a lot
toot
of
city.
Toots there.
It was Toot City.
I remember one of the first time I went to Vegas before Skankfest that year when I went by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I was walking through at like 2-3 o'clock in the morning through Luxor, and I was wearing a Padres hat, and then there was a toot, and she's like, "You from my city?"
Whoa! You should be like, "No."
And I'm like, "Okay, yeah, whatever." And she started following me and trying to talk to me. I'm like, "No, stop! Leave me alone!"
Yeah, it's like run away. I'm like, "Scaredy!
Yeah.
Help me! I got a toot."
Yeah.
I got a toot at 6 o'clock.
Got a toot following me?
I got a toot at 6 o'clock. She won't leave me alone. She won't leave me alone.
Yeah. But yeah, dude.
Yeah, toots are scary.
They were kind of scary.
But yeah, dude, we got to go to. I feel like every time we talk about this shit, we always end up talking about Vegas. I think it's because we're excited and it's coming up.
I want to go back again.
And yeah, well, I think we just need to take a trip soon, bro. We need to go somewhere.
I just want to go to Vegas.
I was thinking of going to Arizona soon.
We go to Arizona. You want to go to Sedona?
Well, the reason I was thinking of going to Arizona is because one of our Discord friends, Dane, lives out there and he has a house all to himself. Where? I don't know. Somewhere in Arizona. So I just want to go hang out in a house with him and get fucked up.
That's not traveling. That's going to fucking Arizona to get fucked up.
Yeah, Arizona.
That's not traveling.
I mean, it kind of is.
You go to Grand Canyon at least.
Damn, we're at 59 already?
Yeah, we're 59.
Jesus. Time flies by, dude. Yeah. That was a good episode.
It was a good episode.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. German dude, we love you.
I love you, German dude.
And we will see you guys next week.